the Old Testament reading. Again, this week it's out of the book of Job. But this week it goes all the way back to chapter 42. And for some excerpts, I'll start with verses 1 through 7, and then I'll drop down to verse 10 through the end of the chapter. Hear God's Word, New Living Translation. Now, if you remember the book of Job, you know, it was back and forth between his friends, and all they had their own opinions about this. And then Job ended up with a discussion from the Lord. And chapter 42 is when Job responds to the Lord. Then Job replied to the Lord, "I know I can do anything, and no one can stop you. You ask, but who is this that questions my wisdom with such ignorance? It is I, and I was talking about things I did not understand, things far too wonderful for me. You said, 'Listen, and I will speak,' and I have some questions for you, and you must answer them. I had heard about you before, but now I have seen you with my own eyes, and I take back everything I said, and I set in dust and ashes to show my repentance." Well, the conclusion from the whole thing you'll see is that the Lord blesses Job, and I pick it back up at verse 10. When Job prayed for his friends, the Lord restored his fortunes. In fact, the Lord gave him twice as much as before. Then all his brothers and sisters and former friends came and feasted with him in his home, and they consoled him and comforted him because of all the trials that the Lord had brought against them. And each of them brought him a gift of money and a gold ring. So the Lord blessed Job in the second half of his life even more than in the beginning. And from now, he had 14,000 sheep, 6,000 camels, 1,000 teams of oxen, and 1,000 female donkeys. He also gave Job 7 more sons and 3 more daughters. He named his first daughter Gemini, the second Kiraz, and the third Karen Hapak. In all the land there was no other women as lovely as the daughters of Job, and their fathers put them into his will, as long with her brothers. Job lived 140 years after that, living to see 4 generations of his children and grandchildren. Then he died an old man who had lived a long life. Think about this. When Job prayed for his friends, the Lord restored his fortunes. Kind of reminds me of the Lord's Prayer, doesn't it, you? Now, could Job been protected by God from all those tragedies? Of course, God can protect all of us from tragedies. Absolutely. Does he? Yeah, many times. And then why doesn't he always? Well, I think because in reality there's more issues we need to be thinking about than just our own well-being. So how did Job make it through all these tragedies, you might ask? Well, his faith was intact. And how could these tragedy actually have strengthened his relationship with God? Job never allowed his tragedies to cause him to doubt God's love and care for him. And he prayed for his friends. I love that. Have a good day. And may God add the blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of portions of the book of Job.